Welcome back to Talking Supercoach with Streedy and Oz for the second of our debate series as we run into the start of round one. This time we're heading to defense. I have my boy, Tom Stewart, who has been a rock for us super coaches for many, many years. And you have the speculative, hopeful young thing, a bloke called Harry Sheezel. Do you want to go first again, Streedy, or would you like to mix that up?
I mean, if you told me a month ago that I'd be sitting here putting the case for it, why you should pick Harry Sheezel, I would have said you're a fool. But here we are, mate. You can go first. You've got the proven player with the history. So I'll let you take the floor with Tom Stewart, your boy.
My man. I don't know how he became my man, but we'll run with it. Tom Stewart, I think when we look at our defensive line, there's obviously a bit of a drop away from the upper echelon of players. We said in our preview podcast that through the midfield, you know, you could throw a blanket over 15, 20 blokes that look quite good. In defense, I don't think that's the case. I think we've got a standout few, and then we've got some up-and-comers, and then it really, really does disappear. And Tom Stewart has been a standout defender for an extensive period of time without missing many games. Yes, he's missed the odd one here and there, but without missing too many games. And probably most importantly, Geelong is getting worse. Every time he's been, for his entire career, Geelong has been really, really strong up until last year. Last year rolls around, and even with an injury-impacted game of 18 in round one, he manages to average 114 across the season. So take that out. You're looking at 117 averaging defender. And I don't know about you, mate, but I cannot see Geelong getting any better. So I think the ball is back there all the more for Tom Stewart. Doesn't need huge amounts of possessions. So only went over 30 touches last year once to score these points. Brilliant kick, takes a lot of the intercept marks, which you like to see. I just struggle to see a world where Tom Stewart is a bad pick, whereas with your boy, Harry Sheezel, there is the world where Harry Sheezel is a bad pick. If all of a sudden North Melbourne decide, hey, he's our best player, let's put him in the midfield, we don't know what that looks like. If they decide, like as a junior, we'll throw him forward to try and kick us a goal, we don't know what that looks like. I would much rather start Tom Stewart, pay the cash, know what I'm getting myself into, and then just have a bit of a look and see at Harry Sheezel before I jump on board, because I know he's not going to, you know, get out of price range for me. That's my thoughts, mate. Where do you sit?
Yep, fair enough, mate. Tom Stewart is just a safe pick. But for mine, safe. I'm just saving the 75K. Like I feel that Tom Stewart, for starters, you're paying absolute max top dollar for him. He's just come off a career best season at 31 as well. Like, I don't know, you're not massive at, you know, players having spikes or big seasons late in their careers. 32 years old, and you know, it was only a couple of seasons ago that he was high 90s, 100 is kind of what he did. So yeah, for mine, he's a good pick, but 635K is a lot to pay for someone who doesn't really have the history over a number of years, 32, and his game counts aren't fantastic. So that is why I'm spending 80K less or 75K less, whatever it is, to get Harry Sheezel, who is honestly Nick Daicos 2.0 and arguably better, because his first season in the competition was better than Nick Daicos is in every single statistic. I actually looked this up. He had more kicks, more handballs, more marks, more tackles, more inside 50s, more contested possessions, better time on ground, better disposal efficiencies, more meters gained. He outscored him by 10 Supercoach, so it was 90 to 99 in the first season. And we saw what Daicos did in his second year, playing basically the same role that Sheezel will, which is starting defense, maybe pushes into the midfield during games late in the season, whatever. But that is an amazing role. And I just think that Sheezel, he just ticks every box. I know we were both concerned about the role he's potentially going to play. That's why we weren't massive on him very early on in the preseason. But, you know, a couple of games in, it looks like he's playing defense and getting a few CBAs. They use him as much as they can. He takes kickouts. The ball will be in their defensive half so much. And we know what North Melbourne defenders can do. Super average footballers like Zeeble score really well there. So yeah, for mine, I'm just on the up and comer for 75K less. Stewart's a great pick, but I think Sheezel's a better one when you factor in price. And he's just, for me, Daicos 2.0, potentially better.
Fair points, mate. Honestly, that's easily your best performance on the pod this preseason. So well done. You're clearly priming your run to round one, which we like to see. You're doing research, rare, but I really like version of Streedy.
Yeah, yeah. After the Heaney one, I just thought I'd better look some stuff up.
Yeah, fair, cool. Yeah, you did a good job. One counter to all of that. All of those points are fantastic. Honestly, really does make sense. There's no reason for him to be worse. Obviously, he's a young player, trajectory heading in the right direction. Everything you just said. Collingwood won the flag last year, mate, with Nick Dacos. I've got a funny feeling North Melbourne are not going to win the flag this year and are perhaps going to be pretty terrible. Does the same trajectory still hold for Mr. Sheasel? And secondly, actually, there's a bloke called Zach Fisher that you think is the greatest forward that's ever existed. I think he might take a bunch of Harry's cheap kicks down there, won't he?
Well, they'll share the kick-ins. And to be honest, we only have to worry about that for about 8 weeks before Fisher gets injured. So
yeah, true. Good
it's
point.
It's not a concern of mine over the course of the season. And I think if Collingwood were bad last year, it wouldn't have affected Nick Dacos, considering, you know, the cheap ball that he did get. Also the hard ball. I'm not a Dacos knocker by any stretch of the imagination, mm-hmm. massive fan. I think the Sheasel playing in that defense, if North are bad, is arguably a better thing. So, yeah, I don't think I wouldn't be concerned about that at all.
Fair call, mate. What are they average?
I just think Sheasel, last year we were both adamant that he'd drop off and he did the complete opposite. I think we just have to concede that he's a special talent.
Yeah, fair. I've actually become more stubborn than you in this stuff. So that holds true. What does Sheasel average? What does Stewart average on the year? Assuming no injuries, of course.
Honestly, I reckon it's within 1 to 2 points between them. Maybe a 108 and a 110. You could go either way.
Fair. There you go. Well, jump on Harry Sheasel. I've got to figure out how to get him into my team now. So I will go
75K that you can spend elsewhere.
Nah. Stewart stays. We'll slot him in next to him. There you go. Hopefully that helped as you're building out your defense. We'll be back in your ears again shortly.